From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Shelley Delaney with this local and state news update. Overnight temperatures continue to hover in the teens and 20s, but Juneau's city-run warming center won't be ready until next month. The city has selected the blue and white former State Department of Public Safety building for the downtown facility. Housing officer Scott Shambor says the city is still negotiating with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, which owns the Whittier Avenue property.
We're still working on the final details on the lease, looking at putting the insurance pieces in place, working with service providers on the personnel contract so that they can provide staffing.
The original plan was for the warming shelter to be open this week. Shambor said his office understands that there's
interest in seeing this come online as fast as possible, so we're hoping to do so and really think December 1st is the realistic date.
The Glory Hole, Juneau's downtown homeless shelter, has been running at capacity for the past week. Deputy Director Kyle Hargrave said people there are anxious for a warming shelter to open.
I have a growing list of people who are suspended for 1 to 2 days at a time, up to a month at a time, and they will literally stand outside my door and ask me when the warming center is going to open, because they're not allowed to come here, and if those individuals are not allowed to come to the Glory Hole, there's usually no other place to turn.
The Juneau Assembly approved $75,000 last week for the facility to shelter up to 25 people overnight over the next 5 months. It's budgeted to be open for 100 nights from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. when temperatures fall below freezing. The Alaska House isn't giving up on the special legislative session. The House Majority Coalition plans technical sessions through November 21st, even though the Senate has adjourned. The House plans technical sessions, for which attendance isn't mandatory, with the two Juneau members presiding to keep the special session alive. It will force the Senate to hold similar sessions, since one body can't adjourn without the other. The Senate adjourned Friday after adopting a crime bill despite constitutional concerns. House Speaker Bryce Edgman hopes by keeping the session alive, the Senate will address the issues with the crime bill and address the session's other item, taxes. The Senate has shown little interest in taxes, and Governor Bill Walker has said he'll sign the crime bill despite flaws he says lawmakers must fix. And in Fairbanks, Alaska, a preliminary count shows the largest caribou herd in interior Alaska has grown to a level not seen since the 1920s. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports a July photo census places the 40-mile caribou herd at a population of more than 71,000. The herd numbered at about 51,000 in a census in 2010. Taking a look at weather today, partly cloudy with highs around 30, east winds to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows around 15. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Shelley Delaney. For more local and state news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.